think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on visitor post. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jungle Fever. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, some good stuff. A little basketball talk. A little draft talk. We'll have more of that, of course.
Plenty of draft talk.
Didn't do any baseball talk because Delotti did an hour of it.
Yeah.
So
he baseballed everyone out.
Yeah, you're good on that. And that was pretty much it. Even got a little hockey talk worked in. So all available, podcastarena.com. 713-780-ESPN. David asked on Twitter, since you read all the books, any theories you'd like to share on where you think HBO is taking Game of Thrones? What I like about where we are with this is that the books don't matter anymore. We're all kind of at the same place. There's a lot of stuff from the books that I think they may do this year to kind of get caught up on. I kind of hope they don't because I hated those storylines. They bored the hell out of me. So,
like
a lot of the stuff with, the Ironborn and all that. And there's some stuff that I think may show up this year. So I don't really want to get into it. There's a particular character who rumors have that is going to show up that was in the books that I didn't really like. So I think they'll do those storylines, and they still have a lot to get caught up with on Bran, which I think will happen here. But
they almost didn't go to him last year at all.
They didn't, really. He wasn't part of it at all. There was a couple of sequences that showed him, but I think that's a storyline they will dive into, and that somehow that'll play into what's going on with the Night's Watch. Let's grab some phone calls. How about Mike? You're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Sports is going on.
Awesome. Hey, I was looking through ESPN and catching up on some articles, and I caught a little clip of this guy named Bronk out of Harvard. It's kind of a nickname because they said he kind of plays like Gronk all the day. I looked over some Harvard highlights. This kid, he's got a lot of talent. He's tall. He jumps up for the ball. He's got monster hands. I was just seeing what you guys thought about him.
I think he's playing against a lot of smart kids, so he's going to look better than he is.
Yeah.
Still, I mean, he's got a they're looking at him maybe fourth, fifth round. I prefer guys that played at big programs. If I'm going to use a third or fourth round pick on a tight end, yeah, I'd take the kid from South Carolina, or I'd look at the kid from UCLA. But, you know, it's hard to judge competition. And that's why I think people are a little bit concerned about Carson Wentz. I mean, he looked great, but he looked great against inferior competition. Now, take that competition down even two more notches, and that's what this kid was playing against at Harvard. Charlie asked, do you think the Eagles are playing us in drafting Zeke Elliott at number two? If they do that, they're the dumbest franchise in football. So, let's try Ali. What's up, Ali? Well, we were going to try Ali, but can we go to Ali? Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Hey, sports.
Sports, guys. I have an interesting question for y'all.
Uh-oh.
What do you think is more likely to happen? Tom Brady getting his suspension appealed again so he can play the first four games like last year, or the Rockets coming back against the Warriors and winning the series without Steph?
Okay. What's the first one?
Brady gets a suspension overturned.
Brady getting his suspension overturned is 200 times more likely than the Rockets coming back and beating the Warriors. Okay. The Rockets have quit.
Now, let me just throw this out, Ali, and anybody else who calls in. If you start off with, I have an interesting question, you're automatically linking yourself to the guy who was asking the flood question of Draymond Green. So we're automatically going to assume you're an idiot. So I don't think that was intentional, If it was, kind of funny. But if you do that, just know that we're automatically putting you into the idiot category. No flood. Yeah, that category. And if you missed that yesterday, sorry. Let's try Lewis.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
Sportsy.
Yeah, I use that term, gentlemen, loosely. But anyway, we can say Curry did not deserve the most valuable player, most valuable coach, because he had a player. But of the remaining coaches that haven't been terminated yet, which two do you think did the worst job of coaching?
Well, I mean, that's difficult because when you think about the teams that were great last year and fell off this year, the Rockets are the first team that comes to mind, obviously. But they fired their coach, so that doesn't necessarily count. I would guess.
I'm not sure. I'm not so sure that there was a great coaching job in Chicago this year.
No, absolutely not. That's Fred Hoiberg. I mean, this is you're talking about taking over for a guy that clearly is a better coach than him. I think that's pretty obvious. It's hard in your first year to say that you did the worst job because, you know, you're a new coach. You got to get used to it. I don't know who I would say did the worst coaching job this year. Because most of the guys who were on teams, that they were either first-year coaches or the coaches got fired in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
So,
Nick, who usually makes good points, makes kind of a bad
one. You know who
let me
throw one team out right there that expectations were much higher and they did absolutely nothing. Alvin Gentry with the Pelicans.
Yeah. And he was supposed to make that team better.
Yeah. They were supposed to be way better than they were.
All right. So I want to go to Twitter because Nick, who usually makes some really good points, this one's not one. It says Flacco, McNair, Big Ben, Romo. I'm sorry, the small school argument doesn't hold water. If you can play, you can play. All right. First off, you got to eliminate two of those because Flacco started at a Division I school. He played 1 year at Delaware. Big Ben was playing Division I football. It's not Big Ten football, but it's Division I football. Right. It's not the same thing. They were playing good teams. And so now you're down to two outliers, basically. And how long ago was McNair?
The guy's dead. Yeah. I mean, we're talking.
He got drafted
by the Houston Oilers.
Yeah, so for those two, I can give you 10 that didn't work. And those are quarterbacks. We're talking about a tight end. Talking about a guy who ran over people who was smaller than him at a very low level. That's almost impossible to translate to what you're going to do in the NFL. It's hard enough to translate what guys in the SEC are going to do when they get to the NFL that are that size. So, yeah, but that doesn't hold water. Usually, though, he has pretty good takes. Let's try Scott real quick. What's up, Scott?
Hey, how are y'all?
We're doing sports.
Hey, I just wanted to know what's your take on Rico Gathers coming out playing college basketball at Baylor and entering the draft. Do you think he'd be worth a late round pick just to see how athletic he would be? Thanks.
He's one of those guys. He is athletic. I just don't know if he's an NBA player. I think that so many guys come out into the NBA that have no business leaving school early. I don't quite understand it. And I guess he's a senior, but I don't think he's much of an NBA player. I think that's a guy who I hope he got a degree. I hope he didn't get into much trouble.
Well, you know what though? There's a lot of those guys that can go play in Russia. They can go play in
China. Oh, he can play pro basketball.
Yeah, there's money to be made out there for a lot of them.
Yeah, no doubt he can play pro basketball. I just don't. I don't think he can play in the NBA. That's just my take.
Dylan says Wizards were a good East team last year and missed the playoffs this year with no major injuries, and then fired their coach. So it's hard to judge when coaches get fired. And Nick said, you mentioned Wentz also. That's why I said quarterbacks. And all I said was that there's a reason guys have a question about whether or not that's going to translate. They're not questioning his intangibles. His tangibles. He's got size. He's got strength. But you can't really judge that until you get him on the field. Now, he did okay at the Senior Bowl. But we were specifically talking about a tight end from Harvard. And let's not even start comparing what Harvard does to what he was doing at North Dakota State.
Right.
That's not even, I mean, that's like a junior high team versus a high school team. That's a, I'll tell you what, it's like a middle school team versus a 3A high school team, judging talent that way. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll get some more phone calls when we come back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, two quick corrections. One was when we were talking about Chandler Parsons last hour. I think I said he and Dwight had the same agent. They used to. Dwight fired his agent and got a new one. So that's one less reason why I would pay a lot of credence to that. And apparently the guy was asking about the Baylor kid in the NFL draft.
He said NBA. Am I wrong?
I don't know. I was
either way. I guess I hadn't paid much attention to it. I saw that Rico Gathers did enter the NFL draft. I guess NFL scouts are interested in him. I don't know that.
It's not a bad project to take a chance on. He's a pretty good athlete. It's worked before with basketball players.
Well, yeah. But, dude, he's got no NFL experience. Or no college football experience. I mean, I'm guessing there's plenty of athletes who do have college football experience. Maybe he's a freak, and I guess like 24 coaches went out to his pro day, but that's not something I'd be interested in.
More likely,
I like football players who have played football.
I wouldn't mind him as an undrafted free agent. I don't know that I'd use a pick on him.
Oh, if that's I did. A guy I'd be interested. Sure, I'll bring him in on for a scout team look.
Well, I'm not even talking scout team. I think you bring him into camp and find out what he's got. And, you know, you're gonna sign anywhere from 20 to probably 20 undrafted free agents. You know, that's worth taking a shot on. You bring him in. If he doesn't work, part of the first cuts.
Yeah. Sorry for misunderstanding the question. If you said NFL, I apologize profusely, but I thought he said NBA. But I just don't – I like football players who have played football. That's just my personal taste. But if he performs well enough and runs fast enough and jumps high enough, there's some team out there that's going to be interested, no doubt.
713-780-ESPN. Let's try Alfonso. What's up, Alfonso?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
We're doing sports.
Hey, I got a crazy scenario for you guys.
A crazy scenario?
Crazy scenario. Check this out. So if the Golden State Warriors, they know they're going to beat the Rockets without a shadow of a doubt, what's the likelihood they'll drag this thing out with the Rockets? That way Steph Curry doesn't lose too many games in round two.
I don't think it makes any sense for them to do that, because if they finish it now, the rest of the team can rest until and just hope that the Clippers-Blazers series go long. You know, if the Clippers had already finished their series, it would make some sense to slow it down. But as it stands, they can be done and rest the whole team. I don't think it works out that way anymore. With especially now that knowing the Clippers and Blazers, I think that thing might go seven games. If I'm the Warriors, I'm wanting to get it done and get some ice on that bad boy and just wait around.
Yeah, here's why that never makes sense to do or to even consider. Let's say you go out there and tank a game intentionally, which is what you're suggesting.
Right.
Not just a matter of, oh, we're going to go out and not play well. And so now it's 3-2. And during your tank, Draymond Green blows his knee out. Klay Thompson hurts his wrists. Suddenly you've brought your whole...
Even more realistic, what if Sean Livingston gets hurt?
Yeah.
You're talking about an older guy.
But one guy, even one key guy besides Curry gets hurt, and you know Curry's not coming back this series. And suddenly you put yourself in danger of losing to a team that you got no business losing to. That makes zero sense. And I know a lot of people have tried to throw that out as, oh, well, that way. And the way the NBA first round, we were talking about this off air, is so spread out.
It takes forever. It's ridiculous.
You're not gaining anything by doing that. So under no circumstances. I cannot be more dismissive of an idea. 713-780-ESPN. Getting a lot of people asking about thoughts on Skip Bayless leaving for Fox Sports. First segment of the 4 o'clock hour, we kind of got
into
that.
First segment of the show we discussed.
Yeah, we jumped right on that. So
won't be missed.
All on podcastarena.com. Fernandez, what's up? Turn your radio down. Okay, we're going to have to go through this. This has to happen on a Tuesday, doesn't it? All right, we're going to reset some basic rules. Make sure your radio is turned down when you're on hold. And then you get off speakerphone when we go to you. That's it. We're not asking for a lot. Well, we ask that you be there. Is that too much to ask?
No, that's not.
Okay. All right. Well, at least we got to hear Keyboard Cat.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it has. Keyboard Cat. We need a little shame bell. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
Chris asked if James Harden deserves an All-NBA nod. What are your thoughts?
You know, not in my opinion, but I have to kind of offset the fact that, I mean, his offensive numbers are good enough.
Yeah.
Certainly good enough.
Yeah.
But I tend to downgrade him quite a bit for the turnovers and for the lack of defense. And I think part of that is when you see a guy and you're watching him all the time, we always talk about this, your guy is never as good as you think he is and never as bad as you think he is. And I think I've kind of dismissed him because I think he's been so bad at those two particular things. Nationally, I don't know if they pay that much attention to it. So I don't know if he deserves it, but I bet he might get in. So,
I mean, he it's possible he could be a third-team guy. But for me, you got to play both sides. You got to play on both sides of the court, and he just doesn't do it.
Or at least some effort, man. And you don't have to be great. I mean,
just think about being a guard in the NBA. Russell Westbrook and Steph Curry, there's not even a discussion. Those two guys are all NBA. I don't think there's any discussion that Chris Paul's all NBA. This year, I don't think there's any discussion that Kyle Lowry's not. Then you get down to Damian Lillard, Klay Thompson. I mean, Isaiah Thomas, even, who we just talked about, John Wall. Which one of those guys are you going to pull instead of Harden?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, I'd pick of those guys, I'd pick Klay Thompson and Damian Lillard, and I'd probably throw in John Wall before I put in Harden.
Yeah, I might be less inclined on Wall because his team didn't make the playoffs.
That's true.
But the other two, I agree with you.
And not to mention, every one of those guys that I mentioned had more team success than James Harden did.
832 says, y'all are kind of rude to your guests. Those are callers, and we welcome callers, but
it's kind of rude if a caller has his radio turned
up. If you're because listen, if you're a caller and you do something like that, you're crapping on the entire show and all the other listeners. So, yeah, we're going to call you out for that. If you're driving around, the last thing you want to hear is, all right, let's go to Bob.
Yeah, I still think the Rockets are going to win this.
Yeah, you don't want to hear that. You want to hear Bob and what he has to say, and then you want to hear us say, hey, good point, or that was really dumb, or whatever. That's how this works. So if you think we're being rude, sorry, go home and polish all your participation trophies from when you grew up. This is Big Boy Radio. Drew. What's up, Drew?
Sports breakers.
Sports to you.
Hey, I want to talk about the real deal. Coming to the draft, having parties, and who is going to drop the furthest on Thursday night. We already know Ndichi's going to tank and probably fall out of the first round. The Texans would never touch him with a 10-foot pole, even though he'd be a great draft. So who is going to be the biggest tanker? Who's going to be the guy sitting at the table with his suit on and his mama next to him and waiting for his name to be called? And 15 comes around, and he's still there about to cry. I want to talk about that.
So he's asking who's going to be the Aaron Rodgers of this draft, or the Matt Leiner, like the awkward last guy left in the green room. Is that what he's asking?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's a quarterback, which makes it kind of less interesting because I guess if Paxton Lynch ends up, you know, if what we've seen in some of these mock drafts where he falls to 32,
yeah,
that would be a little bit awkward because I think most people would expect him to go higher. I don't know. I don't know if there's anybody who is expected to go high who...
Yeah, I could see... There'll be somebody, though. Like, Laquon Treadwell might be a good example.
Yeah,
because that's a guy...
Who fall in mocks.
Anything from 8 to 25 is what I've seen for him. But if somebody was asking me earlier, what do you think is...
I think Ezekiel Elliott, there's some people who think he could go 4th. I think if he goes in the 20s, that would be a little awkward to some people.
Yeah, I could see him falling out of the first round, too, if everybody decides we don't want to take a running back. So,
and Derrick Henry, I mean, Lord knows.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people feel the same way you do about him, that he's not going to be that good.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
Lil Insightful on Twitter says, half of them have a better team than Harden, and Curry's individual defense is probably worse than Harden's, but y'all won't say. That is the dumbest thing. And he's tweeted me a lot of Harden Homer tweets. That's the dumbest thing you've ever tweeted me, because there are no – you can't watch SportsCenter. They don't have gag reels of Steph Curry looking like he doesn't belong in the NBA. Those don't exist. That's why you don't see those gag reels. Harden does it every game. Harden's not – Steph Curry doesn't have the size James Harden has, but he gives so much more effort on the defensive end than James Harden. It's not even funny. That's a ridiculous statement.
I'm not going to pretend Steph Curry is a great defensive player because I think but he works hard at it, and he's at least slightly above average, and James Harden's nowhere close to that. He was last year. You want to make that argument with me a year ago, fine. But
you could make that argument last year.
But you can't now. Adam asks, who do you think will be the biggest steal of the draft? It just depends on where somebody goes, because we were just talking about it. If Paxton Lynch goes 8th, that's not a steal. If Paxton Lynch goes in the 3rd round, that's a potential steal. It just kind of – those are impossible questions to answer
if Laramie Tunsil doesn't go top 3, which, I mean, if the Chargers decide they want Jalen Ramsey and he falls to, like, let's say 6 or somewhere for Baltimore.
Yeah.
I think that's a steal because I think he's the best player in the draft.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. Double Down says, man, you guys are kind of rude to idiots who text and support a bigger idiot callers. Hey, it's a Tuesday, man. Everybody's for some reason, this is when I don't know why everybody's in such a bad mood, but I'm not. just deal with it. You know what? Here's what you should do.
I don't have patience for. I have patience for a lot of stuff because we get a lot of crazy tweets and text and calls. But to say that you start telling me that Steph Curry is a worse defender than James Harden, that's when you just sound crazy to me.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. You know what, though? You know what would cheer somebody up? How about you cheer up your mom?
Cheer up your mom, bro.
Mother's...
Talk about my
Mother's
mom.
Day. No, you need to cheer up your mom.
My mom
she'll make us some carrot cake.
My mom smokes pot. She's always happy.
Well, then share.
My mom's always in a good mood because she's almost always high.
Well... Guys, I tell you what, you want to take care of your mom, you want to give her a fantastic gift. Every mom's unique. We you know about AJ's. My mom actually came up to the show last week. Mother's Day is just around the corner, and here's how you show you appreciate her, or maybe the mother in your life. Doesn't have to be your own mom. You know, maybe it's that lady's taking care of all those kids.
Maybe it's your wife.
That's it. Or, you know, even if you're not married, you just live together and she's taking care of your kids. She's still the mother of them, right?
Yeah.
So surprise her with something unexpected. Sherry's Berries. In fact, I got a box sitting right here.
I do too.
That I'm going to surprise someone with.
Oh, I can't wait to bust into that. But my mom might want some because, like I said, you know, when you do the things that my mom does, sometimes you get hungry. And what better to eat on than freshly dipped strawberries? And they start at just $19.99, or you can double the berries for $10 more. This is an exclusive offer just for you guys. Go to berries.com, click on that microphone in the top right corner, type in Fred and AJ. As always, the berries are dipped in milk white and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and signature swizzles. These are huge. They are juicy. They are delicious. They are perfect. And customer satisfaction is always guaranteed or your money back. It's a win-win. I've used Sherry's Berries for a long time. I love them. My wife loves them. They are amazing. And here's the only way to get that deal. Fresh dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 or double the berries for $10 more. It's an exclusive offer just for you guys when you use the code Fred and AJ. Go to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Click on that microphone in the top right corner. Type in Fred and AJ. Berries.com. Click on the mic. Type in Fred and AJ. It's a limited time offer. Mother's Day is next week, so make sure you order now. That's berries.com.
Living out the dreams of a lighter, brighter day.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And usually this is where you hear top 10 columnist in America, Jerome Solomon, but apparently he's getting on an airplane. I think he's just embarrassed that he asked that question yesterday of Draymond Green. That's why he doesn't want to come on.
You think it was him?
No, of course not.
No.
832 asks, for the code for Sherry's Berry, is the code Fred, A-N-D-A-J, or Fred with an ampersand and A-J? It's A-N-D. So, yeah, what are them Sherry's Berries, man? They're good for you.
Absolutely.
And somebody says Steph Curry led the league in steals. Can't do that without effort.
I agree. I always thought that people who said Allen Iverson wasn't a good defender were crazy because he was always near the top of the league in steals. A little insightful goes to Jeff Van Gundy saying that Harden was one of the best, he's the best guard in the league, or best post-defending guard in the league, and asked if I think an NBA coach is an idiot. And if he, and I just said, yeah, if Jeff Van Gundy thinks that, he's an idiot. You can't be the best in the league defensively if you don't give effort, and James Harden just doesn't give effort. James Harden could be a lot better defensively. I talk about this all the time.
Well, he was last year.
When James Harden,
all you have to do is go back to last year.
When he came into the league, I thought that he was going to be a better defensive player than offensive player, and he just got lazy. That's all there is to it. He's just not. He just is a bad effort guy.
Yeah, this is. I think traffic may be why you're in a bad mood, but then, so I get stuff like this, and it makes me wonder. Maybe you're just. Guys aren't that smart. I think you guys come off a little cowherdish the way you bleep all over people's opinions sometimes, and then when people call you out on it, you call them sensitive bleeps. For some people, it takes guts to call in, so I can empathize with people when you try to belittle them on the air.
Okay, well, it takes guts to sit in here and have you text us and cry about how we treat people. So
yeah,
we all have guts.
And well, you need to define calling you out on it. That's all right, so you consider that calling us out on it? Congratulations. That's some weak bleep. It really is. But, hey, feel free to keep listening or don't. We don't really care. I don't want sensitive wussies listening to the show. I really don't. Let's try Kyle. What's up, Kyle?
Sports, fellas.
Hey, now.
Hey, I read a report on Fox Sports about Raiders and a serious deal about Las Vegas. Even much so as Davis is going there on Thursday, and he counts on the opportunity to go. What's your guys' take on it?
I've heard a lot about that. I've heard that the Raiders are seriously leaning that way, and it's a serious possibility. I mean, it would take the NFL owners approving it,
right?
Which I don't know if they would, but that's it's interesting. Although the Raiders are also, I think they've sold more season tickets this year than they have in the last. Two or three combined, and
well,
the most in something like 12 years.
But I think it's pretty obvious. They think it's the last year they're going to be there.
Maybe so.
But I think it's viable, man. My whole opinion on that changed when we went to that T-Mobile Arena and saw the palace they built there and what Sands wants to build with the football stadium. Now, the gambling thing doesn't bother me for obvious reasons, and I think sports leagues need to get away from that. And it's kind of interesting to me that the NHL is going to be the first one, because that's a league that if they would embrace betting, would get a hell of a lot more popular.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think the NBA would be the first to actually embrace it based on Silver's comments.
Yeah.
But I think getting a team there doesn't mean you're embracing it. But it's only 2 million people, though, so it's not like...
Yeah, but there's always people going through that
But there's always
town.
People going through there. That's true. And I think you'd get a lot of people, like if the Texans played the Raiders at Las Vegas... I know a lot of people would go.
Of course, it's an easy sell on a trip out for a road team. Easy sell.
Yeah.
If your team's going to play a road game in Vegas, of course you want to go to that. And here's the other thing. The one thing that I would say the Raiders have working against them on that is for the NHL and the NBA, there's a ready-built stadium there now.
Right.
There's not an NFL football stadium in Las Vegas.
No, but they're willing to build one.
So, right, but I mean, how long is that going to take? 3 years?
No, it won't take 3 years. You can
LA stadium's not even up yet.
No, but I think depending on how fast you move it up, you can do it in a year.
Okay.
So if they agreed on it now and said they were moving, then they'd probably have to play in Oakland for another year, and then the year after that they could start. They could have a stadium up by 2018. I don't think there's any doubt about that. The bigger question, everybody that builds a new stadium gets a Super Bowl. As much as I would love to do a Super Bowl in Vegas,
they would never
do it. You think they would do it?
No, I don't think they would ever do it.
And the truth is, they don't need the NFL owner's approval to move. We've already seen that. Al Davis has done it many times. So, but I think it's interesting. I think it's a market that might work, and yeah, I think it's time for them to have a team. It's really silly for them not to. Oh, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Somebody asked if center Ryan Kelly's available at 22. Should the Texans take him instead of a wide receiver? I like him. I would take a good offensive lineman over a wide receiver.
I would.
Been on record as saying that. I don't think everybody is. It's kind of become, this is one of those things that sort of fed itself, that, oh, the Texans need a wide receiver. When did that happen?
It's got me fooled. It's got me perplexed. I don't know. I don't know why that's suddenly the top priority, but apparently it is.
Yeah. I think that's
at least according to experts.
And I'm gonna say I will be surprised if they're right about that. I could see that kid from Louisiana Tech, that defensive tackle. I could see him. I could see a center. I could see a lot of things that would make a lot more sense to me.
Yeah,
and
there's not just Ryan Kelly, but there's tackles. If Taylor Decker were to fall to 22, Ohio State tackle,
which is a real possibility,
dude, I'd absolutely take Taylor Decker at 22. I wouldn't even think twice about it. I'd probably take Jason Spriggs, that kid from Indiana. I don't know if I would. What's the kid's name from Texas Tech that slips me? LaRaven Clark.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd take him. But I think there are plenty of viable offensive line prospects there at 22.
And I think there'll also be receivers there, but I also think there'll be receivers that are available in the second round if they want to do that. I don't think that's a huge need. You've already got a number one receiver. You moved up to get Jalen Strong last year, who showed you at the end of the season he's probably, if he's not ready to step into that second role, then you might have made a mistake. You've got Mumphrey still that you drafted last year. I mean, you've invested a lot in that position. Why are you investing your premium pick in it?
Doesn't make sense to me.
We might be completely wrong about this. They may take any one of 100 receivers.
I understand that team needs to get faster. They need to get more athletic. I get it. But it's not like that's their only flaw, you know? And I would think after seeing what happened to Dwayne Brown last year, what if that would have happened in week 3?
Yeah.
What happens to your offensive line? It's gone. It's gone. I mean, they just have no depth there, and I don't know if they've even got 5 starters that I trust.
Well, I'd probably start the 5 guys. I like what they replaced with the guys they lost with. I'm okay with those 5, but I would like to see an upgrade, and I'd like to have more than just one swing tackle that I kind of trust to fill in. And I think that's, you know, and I thought they might address it more in free agency, and they may still, depending on what happens in the draft. There's some guys out there. You don't need a superstar. You just need guys you can trust to not get your quarterback killed. And, you know, to me, you've got to invest something in the first or second round if you want that. Quick break. A lot more to go. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Davis, join me tonight for all things soccer, the World Game. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, 7 to 9 p.m.
Join ESPN 97.5 all day Thursday from Nick's Place for the first round of the NFL Draft, starting with Reality Check at 9. Till the Blitz signs off at 6. Meet us at the best Italian food and drink spot in Houston, 2713 Rocky Ridge. Looking forward to getting back out to Nick's place. So are we 3 to 6 that day or 4 to 6? What's the deal?
3 to 6.
Okay. So 3 to 6 on Thursday. Can't wait. A couple people said they think people want more wide receivers because people want Osweiler to have people to throw to. We talked about this yesterday. That's sexy to pick a wide receiver, and that'll get fans excited.
Yeah.
Reality is, to me, the best pick is beef up those lines. They still need a starting defensive end opposite J.J. Watt. So I know fans won't like that if they draft that. I will probably
those are not sexy picks. You know, the 3-4 defensive ends, it's not sexy. It's not exciting. But you need those guys. They're important. I'm not saying you should get a defensive end in the first round. But I also would not be opposed to getting a defensive tackle in the first round if you've got someone highly rated on your board there.
Here's a good example. I'll use the Cowboys as an example. There were a lot of Cowboys fans that wanted them to draft Manziel.
Yep.
And didn't like the fact that they took a guard.
Oh, what a stupid move.
How'd they feel about 2 games into that season?
They knew.
And I think a lot of people, same thing. They went, let's take Ezekiel Elliott at 4 because it's sexy. Well, there's guys who can help you more. To me, Ramsey would be perfect. And somebody asked, what round would you be okay with the Texans getting a wide receiver? It doesn't matter to me. I just want a small, fast guy that can play slot and return kicks. And you don't need that in the first round. If you can get it, okay. But, you know, and again, it just depends. Maybe they think that it's a bigger deal. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
So, man, I got about 4 of these to choose from. Let's go with KFC. Are you a KFC guy?
I'll let you be. I'll let you take a guess.
I'll be honest. I cannot tell you the last time I had KFC.
It's not for me.
All right. I really don't eat much fried anything. But if you like KFC, a guy named...
How many kernels have they gone through recently, by the way?
See, those... Well, they had Norm Macdonald for a while.
That was weird.
Yeah.
But they replaced him, and I don't like the new guy at all.
I don't think they replaced him. They're running them as a campaign, different kernels.
That's the dumbest campaign ever.
Why don't you just improve your chicken? Spend some money on that. That just my... Anyway.
And I love Nashville hot chicken, and I wish that you... I don't know. Maybe you can get it somewhere in Houston. But I've refused to go eat it at KFC, even though they've shown commercials for it all the time. And I really crave that hot chicken. But I just know that they'll ruin it for me.
See, if I'm going to get fried chicken, I'm going to go to Popeye's or someplace.
If I'm going to get chain fried chicken, I go to Popeye's.
Yeah, but I'm not.
Church's is, it's okay. And even honestly, Texas Popeye's isn't the same as Louisiana Popeye's.
No, it's not.
And Frenchie's, to me, is where it's at if you're going to get fried chicken in Houston. Although that Lee's Fried Chicken and Donuts in the Heights, bro, that is no joke. That chicken
but that's
is
not
legit.
A chain, though, right?
Not a chain. No.
Honestly, I can't tell you the last time I had fried chicken anyway. Because I don't eat a lot of fried stuff to begin with. But apparently, a Canadian man wanted to get married at a talent show. And he thought it'd be cool. The whole community would be in attendance. His bride didn't like the idea. But so to even things out, she said, you know what? You can eat wherever you want after the wedding. Now, this is like up in Yellowknife, which is...
Where is the Yellowknife?
It's way north, okay? It's like you can... Santa Claus can pee on it from where he lives.
Okay.
So you're not close to anything. And so for his after-wedding dinner, he wanted KFC. It required an 870-mile round trip.
Oh, my God.
And the only KFC
Does
in Yellowknife...
Does he know that it's KFC?
The only KFC in Yellowknife closed last year after 47 years in business. So they drove to one in a town called High Level, 435 miles away.
My
picked up 15
goodness.
Buckets of chicken and headed home.
15 buckets?
I'm guessing. There's no picture.
I mean, I guess if you go, you want to maximize it.
Sure, but there's no picture of this couple here, but I'm going to just say You're ordering 15 buckets of KFC and driving that far to get it. You might want to try walking that far to get it. Just a suggestion. Anyway, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day. I sometimes make my wife go to Austin for food. And
that's a little different, though. You're not going for KFC.
No, I've made her... she thinks that Killen's Barbecue is too far. And I think if I lived in Dallas, Killen's Barbecue wouldn't be too far.
Oh, actually, it's not too bad. I mean, I don't leave downtown for anything
right.
anymore. But although we haven't been in a while because since the wife started working downtown, she used to work down by there, so we'd go meet for lunch once a week. So I was getting it once a week for a while. I haven't been in a while because, well, there's actually some better places close to town now. They're not better than Killen's, but they
right.
do really good barbecue. So it's kind of like, do I really want to drive that far? Just depends on what I want. So
if you want that beef rib, you have to go to Killen's.
Yeah, that's a place for that. Like, but I can get really good brisket at a couple places downtown now that's comparable.
I keep hearing Corkscrew is the place I need to try.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot about that too.
Maybe that'll be next.
Mm. So I love you guys are so condescending. You know who thinks we're condescending?
KFC eater?
No. People who are humiliated because, well, I'm not going to do it. So if somebody's being condescending to me, it probably means because I think I'm stupid or wrong about something.
Yeah.
That's
Nick,
all.
Nick asks if Popeyes is really that much better in Louisiana.
Yes.
I love Popeyes. It's not even close. It's a whole different world over there. Eugene says, last time I had KFC, it was combined with a Long John Silver's and the chicken tasted like fish. It's because they only use one fryer at those
yeah,
things. That's
and,
the
and
worst
I know,
concept.
I know.
The worst.
Yeah, somebody.
Well, that's why. And by the way, if you eat at fast food seafood places, you have problems that I can't even begin to diagnose on air.
Yeah,
but that's a reason why if you ever go to Long John Silver's, no matter what you order, it tastes like fish. If you order
right.
the chicken, it tastes like fish.
Yeah, and an old fish that's been there
yeah.
forever.
If you order tater tots, it tastes like or not tater tots, hush puppies. They taste like fish because it's not like they've got a separate grease bat or a grease vat for all these things.
Yeah.
It's all in the same thing.
You know, people asking Gatlin's, Jackson Street. Yeah, those are the ones that are close to town. They're very, very good. I still will take Killen's over anybody, but if it's do I drive 5 minutes or do I drive 35 minutes and what am I in the mood for, I'm going to stay.
If I ever have a meeting in Pearland, it's a must.
Oh, yeah. Any reason, anytime I'm down there for any reason, then I'm going to lunch there. But the best thing to do is wait till after 1 o'clock on a weekday. That's you don't have to wait in line because you know how I'm about waiting in line. I won't even wait in line for beer now anymore.
Yeah.
So. All right, another hour to go. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.